Hello, Carly, and thank you for joining us on NITV Radio.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Our pleasure. Carly, let's have a closer look at the problem. So, what are the impacts of untreated ear disease in children?
There is a huge impact. So, with middle ear infections, they are very common for children, but what we've found and what's been researched is that our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children actually have among the highest rates globally of middle ear infections. They typically start quite early in life, they last longer, and they occur more often. And these middle ear infections, these issues, they really have a big impact on the child's ability to listen, to learn, to yarn, to connect with others, which is a big part of our culture. It's having a huge impact on these children.
The research analyzed the data of hearing assessments of 1900 First Nations children. Can you please tell us, you already mentioned some of the data, so can you please tell us in detail what the findings were? What is the situation now?
Yeah, so as you did touch on earlier, so 26% had undiagnosed ear disease, and 1 in 5 had an undiagnosed hearing loss. So this early detection and treatment of ear disease it's critical because it actually is quite difficult to detect. So there can often be no symptoms like an earache or a fever. So it's quite silent, and that means that there are a lot of children that aren't getting seen. So it's so important, for parents, grandparents, carers, family members to make sure that these children's ears are getting checked regularly, and it's really a priority.
And why is it that they are not checked regularly?
Yeah, so there's a number of different reasons why these children aren't getting picked up. So one reason is access to care and access to support and advice. The other aspect is sometimes it's not very well known what sort of signs there could be in these children that they may have. So, for example, some of the signs, are speaking loudly, there can be delayed or limited speech development, misunderstanding instructions, difficulty in school. All these little things, they can be signs of lots of other different issues. So sometimes it can fly under the radar. And one example we had was we had one young child come in to have a hearing check done. And this child, he was having difficulty in school. He wasn't engaging. He was very quiet. He was very shy. They came in. Turns out he actually had middle ear disease, middle ear issues. Once he got that treatment, when he came back months later, he was a completely different child. So he was happy, he was engaging, he wasn't having trouble at school. So a lot of the times it's just not knowing what the signs are, and getting those regular ear checks done.
If parents or caregivers are listening, where do they start?
What we recommend, so we actually have a dedicated First Nations support line. Which is 1300 253 655, or we have a website which is hearing.com.au. You can go on there. There's a number of different resources, lots of information. But what we encourage is give us a call. Give Hearing Australia a call. You can ring up. Anyone can ring up and say, these are the concerns I'm having. This is what I want done, and we'll be able to help get the child seen, get the checks done. And that's for anyone.
Why is it that First Nations children are affected so badly?
Yeah, so there is a lot of research at the moment. So the research suggests that there are many different factors that do contribute to ear and hearing health trouble. I'm unfortunately not an expert on all the research done, but some of those factors include, limited, like I said, limited access to services, as well as things like, overcrowded housing. Yeah, there's a lot of different factors, but hopefully by being able to raise awareness, we'll be able to increase the amount of children that get seen and get some help.
Do there need to be any changes in the system to support the parents and caregivers?
Yeah, look, we are working very closely with a lot of different organizations and different departments, because we do think that this needs to be something that's looked at by everyone. Our aim, Hearing Australia's aim, is to reduce the rate of preventable hearing loss in our First Nations children by at least 50% by 2029. And one aspect of that is that we are working very closely with more than 100 of our Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations, and we're helping with, building that relationship with the health service to improve the impact of hearing services within their communities.
And Kirali, what about the kids who already have suffered hearing loss? Is there something that can be done for them?
Yeah, so basically, it's that ongoing support. So, with some of these children, if we're able to see them early and we're able to get that treatment in place, that support in place, then that can set them off on a really great path. For some of our children that do have a hearing loss that's more permanent, we can provide that support, for their day-to-day, for learning, and all those different aspects, through a couple of our different programs. So again, we want to try and have that continuous support and assistance.
Kelly, thank you so much for talking to us about the situation of First Nations children and hearing loss and ear disease, which goes often untreated.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, if anyone needs any support, any help, please reach out to us. Look at our website, hearing.com.au, or call the number 1300 2 5 3 6 5 5.